This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the beautiful Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're out here on the deck. We can see the tiki bar over here.
Nice.
Tiki bar over there. Bar and restaurant inside over there. Very nice restaurant upstairs. Beautiful. We ran far away. You know, I think the Eagles had OTAs on a Tuesday to take Tuesdays with Elliot away from us, but they cannot. Elliot Shore Parks joins us. Now, Elliot, you're at NovaCare right now.
I'm at NovaCare right now, just stepped off the practice field about 10 minutes ago, but those tiki bars at the Chesapeake Inn, I mean, that seems like a good time. Maybe I'll have to drive down to Maryland when I leave here.
Dude, it's a good spot. It is a good spot. So, Elliot, what'd you see out there today? Actually, my first question, is there anybody, it's mandatory now, is there anybody that wasn't there?
No, so it was full attendance. Everybody was here. A few players didn't practice. Zach Bond didn't take team drills. Today, and then you saw some of the starters kind of rotate in and out. I don't think I saw Jalen Carter out there today. So everyone was there, but a few players didn't take part in team drills.
Okay. Well, good that everyone was there, especially when you look around the league and there's, you know, one funny, we mentioned T.J. Watt, Trey Hendrickson, et cetera. It's funny that Hassan Reddick is not at mandatory minicamp. It's like, bro, you just signed the contract. You know, what's going on here?
So I think he was at mandatory minicamp for what it's worth, but you're right. He wasn't there at OTAs, which is funny.
Okay, he wasn't.
Voluntary stuff, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man. It's like, So what did you get to see today? What stuck out to you out there, Elliot?
Yeah, so there was a lot. They did a ton of team drills today. Jalen and the first-team offense were probably out on the field for 26, 27 plays. Jalen had another really outstanding day. He was 20 of 21. I think he's 50 of 55 now in the three practices I've seen him. His best throw of the day was a deep touchdown to Devontae Smith. It was 7-on-7. It was probably about 30 yards out. Devontae was open, but he hit him, and it was a touchdown. Outside of that, Jalen kind of looked how he has for the past three practices. In control, good decisions. The only incompletion he had today was a pass over the middle to AJ, which was broken up by a defender. So really good practice from him. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I thought Kelee Ringo had an outstanding day today. He had a touchdown breakup in the corner of the end zone. I think it was McKee to Terrace Marshall in the back corner of the end zone, but the throw was good. Terrace Marshall got up for it, and Kelee met him at the high point and knocked the ball away. And then his best play of the day might have been a play where he didn't even get targeted. It was 7-on-7. He was matched up 1-on-1 with AJ. When the ball came to Jalen, you could see he was looking at AJ. He wanted to go that way. But Kelee was stride for stride with AJ down the sideline and was right with him, and the ball wasn't thrown that way. So on the final day where he gets to impress coaches, I thought Kelee had a really strong practice.
Is it – in practices like this, can you see anything from either line, or are you just looking to see who's out there pretty much?
So I would say it's mostly who's out there. Like a day like today, there was pressure on Jalen, but I'll say this. After me questioning the offensive line last year, I'm probably going to give him the benefit of the doubt in practice that, you know, maybe it's just they'll be better in the regular season. But Jalen Hunt got in the backfield a lot today. Jordan Davis, I thought had a play where it's always hard to tell because you can't actually, you know, tackle Jalen Hurts, but where he was right there, and I think he might have got him in a game. So it's hard to see, like, whose fault it is, but you can see when pressure gets there. And I thought Jalen did have to move around a little bit today, and the defensive line had a good day.
Yeah, trenches don't matter. Trench play don't matter unless you got pads on.
Yeah, and I think the defensive line has the advantage versus the offensive line of these ones, too. Yeah.
Defensively, safeties, nothing stood out safety-wise.
They're really giving Makuba a chance at this job. He's getting a ton of first-team reps. Didn't stand out to me today, you know, which can be a good thing for a safety. He wasn't, you know, getting deep. So he's gotten a lot of first-team reps. It was him and Reed Blankenship out there today with the first team. The second team, Sidney Brown and Tristan McCollum. So they didn't do as much rotating today as they have in past practices. And I think one thing they like about Makuba is that he started for 4 full years in college. And that is a bit different than, like, a lot of the first and second round picks you see. A lot of times if you're picked that early, you're not staying all 4 years. So the fact that he has a lot of experience, you know, big time football, Texas, obviously, SEC, I think they like his experience, and they haven't been afraid to throw him out there. The other thing I would note at linebacker is Smile Monten Jr. got first-team reps today, which I was very surprised about. Zach Bond was on the sideline not taking team reps, and it was Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Smile Monten out there. And to have him out there already as a rookie, I think really shows that they must be impressed with how he's picking up the playbook.
Well, who else is going to be out there if Zach Bond is not practicing?
I mean, I don't know, someone besides a rookie that just got drafted.
Wow. Is that the Novacare worm talking to you right now at the Novacare?
No, that's me not being able to remember the linebacker depth chart right now. But,
no, that was unbelievable. That was somewhat of a rhetorical question there. I just said, once you said Zach Bond wasn't practicing today, I don't even know the other linebackers.
I actually don't, aside from Junior.
Jeremiah, right now.
Yeah, because Nakobe wasn't practicing. Jahad Campbell wasn't practicing.
Right.
Maybe they need to sign a vet there.
Hey, what's Devin White up to?
Speaking of a vet, Elliot, like at what point I'm trying to figure out whether when we're talking about Trey Hendrickson, talking about T.J. Watt, talking about Jaire Alexander, whether this is just muscle memory for us, because we always do this, right? When there's a guy available, we always talk about going and getting that guy. And sometimes the Eagles go and do it. You know, they went and they got A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Is this – what I keep wondering is the money the money? We're at the money level, and we're not going to see some sort of big move. Or do they get not baited – but they get to a point where they look and they see Trey Hendrickson. They're like, you know, we could get him for a third-round pick. And maybe we find a way to make the money work for it. Or is the money, and they've spent the money they're going to spend this year?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I agree with you that I do think that, like, it's a bit of muscle memory, especially when it comes to edges and defensive linemen. I think because how he values the position, we always think that when a big one's available, like, oh, he'll definitely go after him. But what's the most money he's ever given to an edge? Like 30, 35 million guaranteed? Like that's what Bryce Huff got. That's what Hassan Reddick got. I can't think of an edge that he's paid much more to than that. I mean, he has paid some defensive tackles. Like Fletcher got a lot of money. There's been guys. But I just think when it comes to edges, the perception of how being willing to give up big-time assets and big-time money to those players has not really been true. So I think with Trey Hendrickson, I think he is someone that his value is obviously longer he's there, it drops. It's also worth noting that he is, I believe, 31 years old and will be 32, I think, midway
in December.
So
December,
you look at the guys that get paid that amount of money, what those guys get paid, and it's not as much as we think. Like, it's in that $30, $35 million range. So I think that one's, like, kind of possible, but ultimately they just don't really ever acquire those big-time players at edges.
Well, I mean, I guess what I would do is say, I look at last year when they gave $35 million guaranteed to Bryce Huff. Essentially, it was $35 million for 2 years, right? $17.5 million a year. And I think to myself, okay, you could look at that two ways. One, if Bryce Huff is worth $17.5 million. I'd certainly give Trey Hendrickson $25 million a year. Like he's a proven player, whereas Bryce Huff wasn't. Then on the other side, I look and I say to myself, did they learn a lesson? And they're like, we're not going to go spend a bunch of money on an edge. You know, when we're going to invest the money in our tackle, whoever's next to that guy is going to end up being good. You know, we'll let our guys develop. Or do they, you know, like $7.5 million for Huff, $25 million for Trey Henderson seems like a bargain.
Yeah, but for me, the thing is, they've just never shown a willingness to commit that type of money to the position. So, like
except for last year.
But Bryce Huff did not get big time money, like $30 million guaranteed. I mean, you look at like what Miles Garrett and Max Crosby.
Well, he's not those guys, though.
No, that's the point. I'm making is that. To what Spike said, like when those guys become available, we think, oh, Howie's going to be in on that guy, or like, oh, the, you know, Miles Garrett. Like, I remember being at Radio Row with you guys.
Howie's gonna be in on, and
he just never spends that type of money at that position. And I think part of it is because he believes, and I don't, you know, we only have 1 year of Vic. I don't know if Vic agrees, but he believes in rotating those guys. Like, he gets them in and off the field. And so with that being said, like, he doesn't really have a history of paying those guys. Now, Vic Fangio last year, especially in the playoffs, went to essentially a three-man rotation at edge, and then obviously BG played in the Super Bowl. But if Vic Fangio is going to keep guys out on the field 80% of the snaps, that changes things a little bit, because then you do have Trey Hendrickson out there for the majority of snaps, as opposed to in the past with their edges, they've had a four-man rotation.
It's interesting. I what I keep wondering is, are we wondering for no reason? And by the way, not just at that position, at any position. And I've asked you this before, and I'll ask again. I think you said cornerback last time. If we are in camp and the Eagles realize they're deficient at one position, they have to go get a guy, you still think that ends up being a cornerback?
Well, after watching Kelee Ringo today, you know, I mean, I feel a little different. But, yeah, I think cornerback is still that position, because – I think there's a better chance, in my opinion, Kelee Ringo has a good year than Makuba, but Makuba was just a second-round pick. So, like, putting someone in front of him where he's not going to play, you know, makes a little less sense because of the draft capital they put into him. Whereas Kelee, you know, he was a fourth-round pick 2 years ago, and I think they'd be more willing, if, like, they just don't think he can do it, to bring someone in that will take those snaps from him.
Did you happen to see A.J. Brown's Instagram post?
I did see A.J. Brown's Instagram.
So if you didn't hear about it or see it, A.J. Brown posted on Instagram and is now deleted. Need a QB in Philly, New Jersey for the summer. A real QB. Not a fan who just thinks they can throw to hang out with me, but a real one. We all understand that this is funny, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this to that. I remember standing at A.J.'s locker last year, I think it was after one of the playoff games, and he was talking about, you know, how him and Jalen and Devontae have accomplished so much together. And he said the first day he realized that was when he got in Philly and him and Jalen worked out together in the offseason, in the rain, and, like, you know, spent a lot of time, right? It's just interesting that he's like, I need a quarterback. Like, I know that guys have, you know, they go away. Jalen probably spent time in Texas. Like, I get all that, but, like, that's probably why he deleted it, because it comes across as, well, why aren't you working with Jalen?
Yeah. Didn't Donovan, like, fly guys out to Arizona. To work with him? Mm-hmm. You know, I just, like, I don't know. I think Carson did it
when he was here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think on one hand,
he still stabbed him in the back.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they racked up his bill.
Yeah. Do you remember the who did he have over for Christmas dinner? Was it
Golden Tate?
That's who it was. Right. Yeah.
Trying to get Golden Tate on his side.
Yeah, Golden Tate, that guy sucked.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That guy was a rat.
Slowest guy I ever saw.
He's still a rat. Yeah. He's still talking about that year.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he must have not liked the dinner he had, because he's certainly talking about Carson quite a bit.
I can't tell if A.J. Brown – there's three options with something like this with A.J. One, he's just completely not even thinking about it, right? The two is that he's trolling everybody, and three is that he's trolling his quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I can't figure out what it is, and I also – it would be nice if he and Jalen spent a week together throwing the ball. That's not all summer. You know, if A.J. wants somebody throwing to him all summer, you can't expect Jalen to be that. I don't know. I just, like, I don't know whether part of me laughs at it, and then part of me is like, man, this, I don't know, this is a little weird.
You can't.
This is, like, a little weird.
Listen, and I love A.J. You can't do this stuff in Philadelphia.
You can't.
Because we look at everything, and I'm saying we collectively as a media, as a fan base, we look at everything and we dissect everything, and you're right. The first thing someone's going to think is, well, we have quarterbacks on our roster. You mean to tell me you can't work out with any of our quarterbacks? I mean, okay, if Jalen isn't going to be – first you're going to start with the starting quarterback.
Yes.
You're going to be like, okay, why can't you and Jalen work out a time where you're going to be here this summer? It seems like A.J. is going to be here all summer.
Yeah, Tanner McKee or Kyle McCord.
I don't know if Jalen stays here in the offseason or not. I really don't know. But you would think that he should be able to work this out behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's just
and
weird.
And set a date as to when you and the quarterback can get together and work out before training camp.
It's Elliot. Well, go ahead.
I'd just love to know the process of him finding a quarterback via Instagram.
Like, yeah, right.
Like, you're in the NFL. You're A.J.
Like,
Brown.
Like, guess what? Kyle McCord, I'm sure he'll throw the ball to you. Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Kansas
I'll throw the ball to him.
Yeah, well, you versus Jalen in a throwing contest. I'd love to see that one.
But my arm is very comparable.
To what Ike said, I do think it's like, you know, and he deleted it, but you probably got to think about it, unfair or not, before you post that, about how it's going to come across.
Yeah.
Well, I have one more question on this, right after Jack. You know, we're close to Middletown, Delaware.
I know.
Tax-free Delaware.
I stop by on my way home. National Appliance Warehouse. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. That's called synergy.
Well, dude, my kitchen full of National Appliance Warehouse appliances.
Yep.
Delivered by National Appliance Warehouse. I walked in there. I was like, oh, my God. I said Fritz sent me.
Yep.
And they treated me excellent.
Someone came in earlier today. Said they went to National Appliance Warehouse. Said Fritz sent you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no confetti. But they took care of them, which is all you can ask for from your appliance store.
It's like, I love that they're making sure they're getting you the best price with Price Assure. I love it. I love tax-free Delaware. But I also like going in there knowing that I'm going to have a stress-free, you know.
You're not a hassle guy.
I'm not a hassle guy.
No.
You know, I want the delivery no hassle. I want the sales thing no hassle. And it was all just perfect. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah. And what's great right now, Spike, is that the Friends and Family Savings event's going on. So,
and you know us.
And you know us. And we're all friends and family. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse. Listen, like Spike said, Price Assure, tax-free Delaware, Friends and Family Savings event. You're going to get the right price. You're also going to get the right appliances. Over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget, 15,000-square-foot showroom, and like Spike said, installation, delivery, a whole lot more. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Don Fritz sent you.
Elliot, I said the AJ thing is like, can you imagine if we were off for 2 months? We had a vacation on this show, and I posted on Instagram, need to work out with a couple of talk show hosts. work on my talk. I can't find anyone. Anybody know anybody? You know,
I also think Jack posted, "Hey, need a producer." I mean, you know, Jack's a guy, but I feel like I, you know, Jack would not try not handle that well. So we'll see.
Yeah, culture guy.
Yeah. So Elliot,
I do have something for you though, Spike. I don't know if you were going to ask, but
no, I probably wasn't.
Kyle McCord had an awesome practice today. He throws a beautiful ball. Like, you know, going against third stringers and all that, but like he probably had the best throw of the day. From about 15 yards out, I think it was 11 on 11, in the pocket, drop back, put it right in the middle of the end zone to Nick Muse, one of the backup tight ends, put it high where only he could get it. And one thing that does stand out about Kyle McCord is he throws an incredibly, like, accurate, tight spiral when he throws. Like, it's an impressive throw when he does it. So he hasn't been able to throw it a ton in the two practices we've watched, but today he was awesome.
What's it like seeing a guy at an Eagles uniform throw an accurate tight spiral?
Well, Jalen was 50 of 55, so I can tell you, he was pretty accurate, too.
So, Elliot, the voting this week for the WIP Afternoon Show Top 11 is happening this week if you're a listener at 94WIP.com/top11. But, of course, you get to submit a list. I know who you're going to have at number one, but do you have the rest of your list worked out, or are you still thinking about that?
No, I have my list worked out. I got the top 11 ready to go.
So my question to you is, what do you think should matter more, the resume of the player or the last 12 months of the player?
I think you have to take the resume into account. Obviously, the last 12 months, probably, you know, you lean a little more that way. But I don't know if you want me to say any of my 11, but, like, I have Joel Embiid on my top.
Well, we know you're dying, too. You've already did a top 10, so we can imagine what you're
going to win. You sabotaged the list by doing it on Saturday.
Yeah, you losers. Yeah,
available on all your podcast platforms now.
No.
Jalen's number one. What do you mean? Of course he's number one.
Yeah.
I always love when Jack does a top five where you know it's solely based off of wanting to make fun of someone at the station. Like that.
Well, that's the whole bit, pal.
It's 9 out of 10 top five.
Yeah. So are you complaining? Do we need a sad violin?
A little bit, but
You have Embiid on your top 11.
Yeah, I have Embiid in my top 11. Now, I think Embiid's career is unfortunately over. I don't think we'll ever see him play any meaningful basketball again. But I mean, we're going to look at the resumes of other people. Like, no one on that list besides probably Jalen has a resume better than Joel. So I think as long as he's like still an active member of the roster, I think he belongs in there. But obviously, off the last 12 months, he certainly doesn't. So I am leaning with my top 11. Towards resume.
Yeah, so it's interesting because I was telling the guys, I was thinking about Zach Wheeler as I was watching last night because...
What do you mean no one besides Jalen? What about Bryce Harper?
I don't know if Bryce Harper definitely has a better resume than Joel. I mean,
I don't know. What have you been watching? What have you been watching since Bryce Harper has been in a Phillies uniform? You mean to tell me what Bryce Harper has done in the time that he's been here doesn't surpass what Joel Embiid has done?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Bryce has had more playoff moments, and that obviously matters. But if you look at the regular season,
I don't know. He won an MVP too. He won an MVP as well, Silver Slugger Award.
Yeah, and that was the 1 year he was in contention. Joel was in MVP contention for 3 or 4 years. Bryce Harper's made an All Star game. What?
That's only part of it. The biggest self Embiid is that he was in MVP contention in a regular season in a league where half the people don't care about regular season awards. What did he do in the postseason?
Yeah, I agree. Bryce Harper has the one great postseason run.
He's had one bad playoff, and it wasn't even his fault last year. What do you mean? Bryce Harper has shown up in the playoffs every year.
I disagree with you. Bryce Harper last year, I thought, was maybe the main reason they lost. You think about that at-bat he had against the Mets where he struck out on three bad pitches. You're the leader of the team. The whole problem with the team is is bad plate discipline, and you as the leader step up and do that. I think he deserves blame for that.
Who's had the bigger moments?
Bryce has, which is why I think it is a discussion. But if you just look at regular season,
nobody else is in conversation or resume compares with Jalen's. Are you kidding me?
Well,
you're talking about Bryce Harper here.
I said no one. I think the only person that I think has a better resume, or at least comparable, would be Jalen. Like, Bryce Harper's been awesome. Joel Embiid was a top
player. Jalen's not even in the same category as Bryce Harper as a player.
Bryce Harper, how many years has Bryce Harper been a top 10 player in baseball, or top 5 player in baseball since he's been here? Once? one time. Joel's been a top five player every single year. The only reason, besides last year, the only reason it's a discussion is because the playoffs. And playoffs matter, and Bryce has been more clutch than Joel. There's no question about it.
Well, let me ask you this. What matters more, postseason or regular season?
The postseason.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because you do know that's a big – that's a big carrot for our quarterback, right?
Yeah. Well, but
okay. Okay. I just want you to realize that's a reason why Jalen has a spot where he's supposed to have it at. It's going to be based on a lot of postseason stuff.
Well, but for what it's worth, Jalen wins all the time in the regular season too. Like he probably through 4 or 5 years, or whatever, has a better resume. But I think the end of the day, like Joel is better at basketball than Bryce is at baseball.
Yeah, baseball is harder. And Bryce isn't 7'2", and he doesn't have a physical advantage over everybody that guards him.
Well, I mean, we're going to get into that, and it's like...
No, I'm just telling you about the sports, how they are. One is baseball, one is basketball. He's a center at 7'2", 280, with a physical advantage over everybody he faces.
265. Right, Come on, don't insult him like
also,
that.
Also, for what it's worth, Joel's role matters way more than Bryce's. His job is way harder than Bryce's is. When Bryce is out of the lineup, I think the Phillies have a winning record, if I'm not mistaken. When Joel
How's the record this year?
They do.
The entire franchise crumbles when Joel is not in the lineup. Like
You look, make Bryce, great points, Elliot.
Bryce has a brighter future, but Joel has had a better career than Bryce.
Bryce has had a better career than Joel Embiid.
I don't think he has.
You're wrong. Give me the meaningful season besides Joel Embiid finally winning the MVP. What else has Joel Embiid done?
He's been a top five player in the sport for five or six years.
Also, then why can't we get out of the second round then?
Because he's not clutch. He's not clutch.
Well, then you can't tell me how great he's been as an individual player, and I had a 6 foot, 150 pound guard lead me to the finals.
Yeah, well,
so you can't tell me how great Joel is. You can't tell me how great he is as an individual player, and we can't get to the conference finals.
Look, Joel doesn't have a good playoff history. But also, you would think Bryce won the World Series the way we talk about this. They choked him.
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that. But if you look at the two – I'm just saying if you look at the two athletes' careers, there's no way you could tell me that Joel Embiid's career has been better than Bryce Harper's.
Why? Joel is right.
Because there's nothing else. There's nothing that says it has.
All right, Bryce, I'm interrupting this. I'm interrupting.
Bryce in a Phillies uniform has been not what people think he is. Like, I'm sorry. It is what it is.
Just do this and go Birds this weekend. All right. We got to take a break. Yeah, just go do it and go Birds.
Losing brain cells.
Yeah.
Mike, you want to call in 1:30?
All right. Download the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, Elliot.
Oh, he's not coming back.
I will say, standing in front of the NovaCare while doing this is pretty funny. But
I hope they're all looking at you.
Yeah, Kyle McCord just walked by. It's probably like, who's this nut that's going to cover me this year? So,
no, he's a WIP listener, I'm sure.
Yeah, go tell QB1 we said hi. All right. Jack, what do we have in the top 5 and 5 coming up next?
Things that that happen the most on remotes.
Oh, this is going to be about me.
No. It's all of us are represented on this one. Right, yeah, it's like what people say to us the most.
Okay,
all right. Easy.
All right.
Take it down a notch.
Well, you take it down a notch. We're the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina, Chesapeake, Maryland, Chesapeake City, Maryland. It's beautiful. Having a great time. Top 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.